Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in season 5 of Comme d'Archi, in an episode dedicated to Europan, with a poetic and very smart text by the Ensueur team. Chronicles of a Sweaty Valley. The members of the team from Paris, France are Pierre Bouliol, Camille Pastier, architects, Mathilde Lecomte, architect urbanist, Julie Beauté, philosopher, Léna Cisse, landscape architect, and Jules Valentin Boucher, architect. Thank you to them for sharing their rich, sweat-inducing words with us. Le bassin suant. Stories of sweat, wet tales, troubled or clear, dirty and clean, anecdotes from the valley bottom. Once upon a time, once upon many times, there was water, the story of a soul, in all its states, solid, liquid, gaseous, narratives of ever-increasing heat, of streams that dry up or overflow, of the water's memory. Of the earth that sticks to our feet as we sweat with effort at a relentless pace. Bodies are already sweating. The planet, its global warming, it's the Anthropocene, cooking up the Normandy landscape day after day. Plus 1.5 degrees Celsius, plus 4 degrees Celsius, plus 12 degrees Celsius. Critical zones at risk. How do we get fresh air? Soils. Humus sweats rivers. From source to estuary, the watershed sweats big drops. Rain, showers, pushy. It pours floods. The water cycle here has its variations, but the mist, beloved of the Impressionist, is the morning's perspiring constant. Organisms. They are bodies that regulate themselves through sweating, oozing, exosmosis, or evapotranspiration, as they move and strain. They live on. Technical objects. Factories rebuilt at full speed, energy flows, work rhythms, spins, exploits. One secretes smooth, malleable matter, which sometimes escapes us. Climatic, geographic, organic, and artifactual bodies are already sweating on different scales of time and space. But what does it actually mean to sweat? Perspirare, to blow through? You understand that the word is not to be taken figuratively nor literally, but rather in a dirty sense. To sweat is to leave the body at the surface of the skin in the form of a liquid. It means secreting and eliminating sweat through the pores, releasing a liquid that runs off in fine drops, more or less slowly. To sweat is to escape, to spread out from something. Perhaps it also means appearing, being revealed, divulged, beginning to be known, or it could mean sweating hard, working relentlessly, doing something with a lot of effort. Who knows? We, the sweaty ones, want to plunge you and everyone else into the sticky, the fluid and the steamy, to immerse you in the air. Our sweaty approach, Sarah Ahmed whispers, is a sweaty concept. It's effective, embodied, relational and political. Messy benefits that allow me to get involved. Sweating calls on emotions. You were talking the other day about getting cold sweat when you're scared. It translates a state of mind or an activity that involves our affects and our sense of responsibility. It then requires a corporeal and specific metabolism, which necessitates concrete and material engagement based on pheromones, smells, traces, leaving symbiotic marks. It thus brings to light more than human and multi-species embodiments. The sweaty approach also puts the emphasis on relationships. It describes interactions with environments. It relies on partial connections with other entities, and it mumbles about the fragility of bodily boundaries. Finally, it's political. It's not all sunshine and roses. It plays with the troubled ambivalence of clean and dirty, licit and illicit. At an excreta that risks decay, it defies biopolitical norms. It's in between, in transgression. I don't know how long it's been, but we're stuck in the Reel and Charenton watershed. Watershed? Sweatshed. It's the valley's great terrestrial transpiration, plural and heterogeneous, crystallizing cosmologies and diffracting views. It's about anchoring our bodies and our lives within the Normandy biosphere for greater ecological and social justice. The sweatshed, as a strategic space for more than human collective action, appears to us as a cartographic venture, another way of looking at the world. It sketches out new geographies in which we ardently wish to get soaked. To investigate from and with the Reel and Charenton sweatshed, four transcolor physiological layers of transpiration emerge and prick our senses: aesthetic, productive, biotopic, and connective layers tell us how much transpiration reveals, secretes, regulates, or sticks. They invite us to take lapping sidesteps and learn how to see from below in the valley. Le sillage. Let's dive in. Four sites stand out in the Impressionist haze: Courcelles in Fontaine-l'Abbé, Petit Nassandre in Cerquigny, Saint-Louis in Nassandre-Cyril, and Ciré de la Porte in Brionne. These industrial wastelands seemed to be significant samples, in other words, smelly thermometers, of the valley's sweaty metabolism. All singular, all astonishing, they also captured our senses, and we came into the story through the back door, just like you are now. Courcelles, Petit Nassandre, Saint-Louis, Ciré de la Porte, these names, like a refrain we sing, remind me of the leaks and puddles, the song of the winnowings, the crunch of rust, the twittering moss, the snatches of water and windmills, the unavailable voices of the living and the dead. Courcelles, Petit Nassandre, Saint-Louis, Ciré de la Porte, as the water and the plot flow, as the vagaries unfold in the depthness of the valley's devenir. We, the sweaty ones, are breathless at the potential of their spatial and temporal articulations along the Reel and the Charenton rivers. The question oozes out: How do we pull the strings of the sweatshed to do with the transpiration? Our answer is the wake. It's a filthy architectural and landscaping gesture, a foaming trace on the surface, a path we've just taken, a swirling volume, a smell left behind. The sweat that affects, embodies, connects, and engages has led us to wake the project from the outside in. The wake we're taking, that we're shaping, you included, is a path of soft mobility, barely worked, in the hillside's hollows. The wake is an open process, accentuating the groove of the streams. Intempestive, it varies according to time, season, environment, and the sweating bodies that pace it. Near and far, it is part of existing networks, upstream and downstream, in the surrounding area. The wake is a metamorphic, evanescent continuity. Its metabolic fluctuations adapt to the environment it crosses, accentuating connections. Meanders wind their way along the valley floor, allowing you to stray and wander. Slopes allow living beings to insert themselves into the movement from above. Scents connect points of interest, farther and higher up, like breaths of air. Norman ecologists and ethologists have recently observed a singular fluctuation of the wake, more marked than a mere meander. Depending on meteorological events, there seems to be a seasonal modulation leading to a tonal change between a major wake and a minor wake. You see, sweating bodies sometimes take a fork in the road. Moving morphologies. The plural form of the wake in the valley articulates sites and places. It allows landscape sequences to emerge, which may one day have paved the way for sweaty toponymic reveries around humid existing things. At the scale of the valley, the wake organically organizes, paces, and encourages bodies alongside flowing water and passing time. Living anatomies. We, the sweaty ones, then point out to you with our fingers, forgive the dampness of our hands, what the wake does to the sites, to their allure, to their structures, to their internal relationships. At the scale of architecture, the wake inaugurates metabolic engagements according to our four transcutter transpiration layers. Aesthetic, the wake reveals, blue. Productive, it secretes, red. Biotopic, it regulates, green. Connective, it sticks, yellow. Look closely. As the wake progresses, a trickle of programmatic diversity emerges, affecting and transforming the thickness of the site. From one scale to another, from transpiration to transpiration, the furring project lands in the slush. Les ficelles, along the way. The wake is not exogenous, nor is it imposed from the outside by abstract, univocal, dried-up decisions. It favors sticky situations over universal knowledge, multiple grammars over the single norm, stormy networks over centered hierarchies, movement over structure. The wake is a processual entity shaped day after day by familiar dialogical practices and attentive negotiations. You and I, along with other human and non-human protagonists, have long been busy exploring its path, sometimes painfully, sometimes joyfully, in a total frenzy. Over the years, we've built up an empiric and fabulous system of weaving elaboration, entangling narrative subjects and their stories. This is the filature des idées. Some are still stubbornly trying to determine its status, association, society, collective affinity group? It seems to me that the question of the label is secondary, that the extended conversations it inaugurates come first. Hosted for short periods at each of our sites, in the anchor notes that are the Moulin à Parole, the Maison des Vallées, the Île des Ossales, and the Teinturerie, the Filature des Idées turns our story into an SF project. Science fiction, sudation farouche, scientific fact, suante friche, speculative fabulation, sillage faisant, string figure, insists Donna Haraway. Places sweat, and sometimes, like here, they sweat a method. What I am trying to make you feel is that string games, cat's cradle, have imposed themselves on us in the sweatshed. Rightly so, you're thinking of the Rille and Charenton creases, of the old spinning mills along the water, along the hillsides, perhaps also of lifelines, tracks and traces, departures and openings. So we, the sweaty ones, propose to play together in a game. Several games, string games, with many hands, to form new figures, new wakes. Narrators of the valley, let's pull the strings of existing transpirations. Hands on other hands, fingers on other legs, other twigs, attachment sites on and with other attachment sites. String figures are everyday stories that pearl to the surface, teeming with patterns, so that the living who participate can inhabit a vulnerable, wounded earth. They are complex narratives, full of endings and beginnings, dripping with inspiration. They are slippery plots that require us to be in a state to receive and transmit. What do we want? To get bogged down in the filature, to extend the narrative repertoire under the poplars, to welcome and give as the wind blows, to drop strings and fail in sweat. But sometimes, to collectively find something that works, that sticks, that creates sweaty relays of connections for what we care about. Four sports projects in narrative projection. Ciré de la Porte, 2051. Multiple architectures. You're strolling down Crafts Alley. You pass the workshops, then the recently finished intermediary housing. You hesitate to stop for a breather at the Bistrot des Quatre Saisons, where you see friends from the Dinolodus collective, but time is running out. You can hear the children behind the wall of the sports hall, and metal sounds behind the wall of the Lycée des Métiers extension. Like us, you love facades. They are the many faces of the place, along the wake. At the intersection of slopes and effluvia, near the Rille, you reach the Teinturerie, with its upside-down ship's hull. You push open the door. It's swarming with people. The filature is about to begin. Saint-Louis, 2134. Pollutions, depollutions. Field book. Multi-species anthropology. Exploratory survey of the sweatshed. Thursday, October 13, light drizzle, 10 a.m. Arrival at Saint-Louis site from the north. Wake well maintained by passages. Human autochtones deep in discussion in the association hall, watched from the window by two shy young willow warblers. I turn and head for the fragrant sewage treatment plant. Despite the historic ground asphalting, see Gargoyle Row Article 2115, the place is particularly green and fresh. The landscape is shaped by silos, echoing the site's first industrial activity, around sugar, once providing wasps and bees with an ideal ecological niche. To be confirmed. Various industries then succeeded one another on the site for more than one century. Infrastructural malleability, well described by the Museum of Industry. Spent a lot of time, around an hour 45 minutes, reading the informative signs on the Île des Ossales, navigating through time and space, learning more about the history of water treatment, the complex implementation of phytodepuration in the valley, the recent metric biospherization techniques, pollutions, depollutions, fascinating ambiguity of clean and dirty. I keep going. Petit Nassandre, 2083, Vibrant Matters, highlighting the expressiveness, dynamism, and agency of matter, no longer perceiving it as essentially passive, inert, and available. Here, materials are circulating and metamorphosing, following fragile and uncertain narrative trajectories. The interior floor is still often strewn with wood shavings. Hemp and flax have entered the materials cooperative. Bits of scrap metal have disguised themselves as greenhouse. Reuse takes leftovers seriously. Materials rise like linden to the sky in the garden. Beyond the dualisms opposing living and inert, organic and inorganic, life and death, the wind flows through the poplars. The water blows over the mill, bringing back thick, noisy snippets, those of the living materials that swarm in sweat at the confluence. Courcelles, 2032. Collective coordinates. It's been 5 years since I last set foot in Courcelles. Since then, Nouvelle Coordonnée has become the owner of the place, and the wake has oozed with pretty things. I arrived on the Moulin à Parole side. It was the first time I'd used the open-air passage between the collective canteen and the offices. What a view! I then passed through the inner meander to take a look at the wasteland. The renovation project, involving rehabilitation and eco-construction, was already well underway. Inside, bodies were sweating thickly together, a paradoxical variation on the water leaks that had left such a lasting impression on us in the post-apocalyptic ruin at the time. I climbed through the floors, high above the canopy, and you said to me, "I can't wait for the umbrella roof to be replaced by the Belvedere. We'll be able to see it from far away." In Comme d'Archy, we hope for the best for this so big and delicate project. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archy in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to the sound engineer who was collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archy Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.